And 3-2-1, hello Borgen Project volunteers. The conflict in the Gaza continues despite a recent pause that allowed a limited exchange of hostages held by Hamas and Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails. There are reports that employees in both the United States State Department and USAID are protesting what they call a pro-Israeli tilt by the U.S. government and urging an immediate ceasefire. On the budget front, the continuing resolution that passed earlier this month means the next deadlines for passing substantive parts of the next federal budget will land on January 19th and February 2nd of next year. House Speaker Michael Johnson angered the right-wing flank of his party by passing a clean continuing resolution with no spending cuts. Therefore, the odds of budget bickering and a possible shutdown are likely in the new year. The UN Climate Change Conference opened in Dubai. Good news at the start, a funding agreement to help vulnerable nations hit by climate emergencies was reached. And finally, recognizing Nikki Haley's current status among Republicans as an electable alternative presidential candidate, let's do a quick look at the former state representative, governor of South Carolina, and U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. She worked to advance American global leadership, stating that the U.S. leadership is essential to the world. She often states that when America fails to lead, the world becomes a dangerous place, and has spoken frequently on the threats from rising authoritarianism, especially China and Russia. Haley served as UN ambassador from 2017 to 2018 and pursued a bold U.S. agenda on the global stage, rallying world leaders to condemn Russian war crimes, reduce nuclear arms development in North Korea, combat humanitarian crises, pursue UN reform, and protect human rights. As ambassador and on the campaign trail, Haley has a mixed message on using U.S. foreign assistance as a tool to advance U.S. interests. However, she has been a consistent defender of U.S. security assistance to the Ukraine, stating that it's in the best interest of our national security for the Ukrainians to win. On the issue dearest to us, foreign assistance, Ambassador Haley has had a mixed and evolving view on when she believes U.S. foreign assistance should be deployed and when she considers it to be in U.S. national interest. During her tenure at the United Nations, her office authored a significant report entitled America First Foreign Assistance Policy, which detailed a new proposal for conditioning and cutting U.S. foreign assistance based on how countries vote with the U.S. at the United Nations. She published an op-ed in 2023 stating that she will cut every cent in foreign aid for countries that hate us. We'll see how her campaign fares once the voting begins early next year. Wishing everyone a happy holiday season, and I'll speak with you next time.